Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Guy Williams, president, Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. Guy, fraud presents itself in all kinds of different ways, shapes, and forms, and we have an interesting story, don't we?
We really do. And, you know, sometimes you have people defrauded because they were greedy, they were going to make a spectacular return in Bitcoin, you know, they were going to find, you know, a wonderful person that you know, would be the love of their lives. But some frauds really tug at your heart. And this is one. Barry Hyten allowed us to use his name. He put it out there. He's from Arlington, Virginia. He got a pop-up message that said, the possible fraud on your account. Click here, which you should never do. If you have any sort of message from any one of your financial vendors, don't click the link. Call the bank, call the brokerage firm, call the retirement on the number that they have on their national website. Don't click the link. Just say that over again. Don't click the link. But he did. He clicked the link. He was connected to somebody who said, there are suspicious transactions on your account, and we would like your help. We think we can cut this fraud off at the knees, and you can help the federal government prosecute these individuals. Well, he said, well, I certainly want to help the government. You know, he was introduced to somebody else. It was supposedly from the FTC, another person supposedly from the IRS. And if you're willing, we can work together, and you can really put some bad actors in prison. And he said, yeah, well, let's do it. Let's do this. And then what the crooks did is they said, well, we'll give you a map showing you what we're doing so you'll be able to keep track of it and you'll be aware of the contribution you're making to stopping these horrible crimes, including child sex trafficking. So he allowed them access to his computer. They downloaded a program of the globe with, you know, clicking arrows and lights going around. Said, now we'll start making some transactions so we can see what the crooks are doing. So one thing led to another, you know, first 10,000, then 20, then 30, drained the money from his account and said, what we're going to do is set up a super safe account guaranteed by the FTC, which should be a wake-up call. The FTC doesn't guarantee checking accounts. That's what FDIC does. But the scammers were convinced him that he had a super safe place where his money was going. They drained all the money from his checking and savings and said, well, do you have any more? We've caught three people, the blinking arrows on the lights. We've got somebody in China. We got a sex trafficker in Taiwan. You know, we have an arms dealer that we've caught. You're really making a difference in the fight against global crime. And this is a 76-year-old man, lonely, nothing to do during the day. You know, he's talking to him every day about, you know, the criminals they're catching. He said, well, I do have a retirement account. He said, well, okay, let's start using some of that. Well, the people at the brokerage that had the retirement wouldn't let him withdraw the money. He said, this looks suspicious. So they created a fake story. Tell them you're buying property in Canada as a surprise for your children. Because by then they'd been talking every day. They knew about his family. The brokerage, credit to them, looked up the property that he was supposedly buying, said, no, this isn't for sale. That we're not going to do that. So then they convinced him to do a rollover to another financial institution. So he rolled his retirement over, and then once he was at the new institution, started withdrawing, the new institution finally got a little suspicious, said, look, we're not doing these withdrawals. So he said, okay, I want to buy gold. I want to buy physical gold and have it delivered. Well, the last $400,000 from his account was gold bullion and bars delivered, and then they would pick it up in cars that looked like undercover police cars, and finally he got down to essentially no money left in his retirement, and somehow the local authorities saw some of these receipts in one of the cars and called him and said, look, we think you're a victim of a scam. And of course he was. And essentially every single dollar in his retirement, everything in his checking, everything in his savings was gone. His family members said, look, you know, our grandpa had a comfortable retirement, but he wanted to help, and he was that kind of person. And the crooks really took advantage of him. And we had a similar situation happen here in New Orleans.
So the moral to this story is, first off, the federal government's never going to cultivate a confidential relationship with anybody over the internet, right? And second, don't click on any of these links, because you're going to end up in Never Never Land, someplace that you are definitely going to regret being.
The other thing, too, is that with caller ID spoofing, it can say FBI on the call. So you think you're talking to the FBI. You're not. You can spoof that. And I didn't believe how easy it was, but I actually attended a seminar, and the lady that was presenting the spoofing spoofed a phone number from someone that was in the audience, and the guy said, oh, I've got to take this call. It's my daughter. And it was her. She had spoofed it during the talk. I mean, it's that easy if you have the right technology. So he thought the caller ID was from the FBI. He thought the link was real, and he wanted to help. And unfortunately, the crooks worked him, I mean, just worked him over and over. And the authorities say that this type of fraud has taken $12 billion from consumers over the last 12 months. So $12 billion. It's up three times since the level in 2019, because the crooks are getting very sophisticated, and they're targeting older people that just want to help and are a little lonely and want to have some excitement. And, you know, this guy thought, hey, I'm working with the FBI. I'm tracking down international criminals. What fun that is.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a shame when they take advantage of people like this. But, and I'm glad you share these stories with us to make people aware of what's actually happening out there.
Yeah, we had an unfortunate case where this happened at a local bank. A lady was approached by people. She was leaving the bank. They had a car that looked like an undercover police car and said, we think that one of the bank employees is embezzling. I said, oh, my goodness, I said, but you can help us. We want you to withdraw money from the account, and then we'll track and see if it shows up on the bank ledger. And so she agreed to do it, took money out, and then the next day said, okay, we're closing in on her. You know, we need to take some more out. Said, but they may ask you questions, and they may refuse to let you have the money, and that's going to be proof that they really are crooked. Because if they won't let you have the money, you'll know that maybe the police are on to them. So a poor senior citizen lost about $40,000 thinking she was helping undercover police right here in our city. And it's yeah, just unfortunate, because the police don't operate that way, as you know.
No, absolutely not. This hour, as always, just flies by. I want to thank you, Guy Williams, President of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust, for joining us and sharing this information and all there is about the economy. We appreciate same. Have a great week.
Oh, you're very welcome. Good to talk to you.
All right, folks, we'll be right back. We're going to check in with Scoot to see what he has coming your way. We'll be right back. Stay with us.